uncompliant with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the couriers and the Star Ledger. At this time, I ask everybody to stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Mayor Moore.
Here.
Council President Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Francatelli advised he would be absent. Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Brinchevich.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Okay, at this point, we're going to request a motion that we authorize an executive session. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we're going to do it. I'd like to request a motion to approve the January 24th, 2023 regular meeting minutes.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right. Next is the advertised hearing or on the condition on plenary retail consumption license number 1804-3211009 held in the name of Cheers Restaurant. Oh. You're up.
The structures we've had since the restrictions changed with the last resolution that was passed, there's been only three incidents that were called at that bar, so there's really no problem of significance, and I hope that they continue to operate in the same manner going forward.
Good. So no change in the...
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
At this point, I believe in the movement that where we left off was that if they comported themselves in a manner that was suiting to the borough council, to the government body, that we would waive the original restrictions that were put on.
Are the restrictions, do they need to be waived? Or I thought they were already removed.
No, according to the prior resolution, they were continuing until now, and then you were going to reevaluate whether or not to remove them permanently and let them go back to the original license. So what we need to decide tonight, and I'll prepare a resolution tomorrow, because I didn't know how you would vote, so I didn't prepare it today, but that's okay, you can still vote on it. You need to decide if you're going to remove all restrictions and go back to the original license, or if you're just going to keep the restrictions going forward, given the report from the chief.
All right. Well, I guess, do we have a motion to
remove? I would say motion to remove.
Do we have a motion to remove the restrictions?
I would make that motion to remove all restrictions.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Do I have to do a roll call? Yep. Roll call, please.
Council President Gomez?
Same.
Thank you. Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Excellent. All right.
Take care of that. Jasmine, I'll send that over tomorrow.
I made it. Okay. What are we doing with the pool? Is there anything, I'm just reading this?
Yes.
Okay. For bids, the Bamberg Pool renovation phase one. The bid opening was held on February 8, 2023. There were three bid submissions, one from Allstate Technology for $2,850,000, one from Huer & Company for $4,445,000, and the third one was from Alna Construction for $5,370,000. Very good. And is there a timeline? Is that?
I would imagine we have something by next week. I would imagine
we
have some more information by next week.
Okay. Just for everybody's knowledge, as far as the price, what we had allocated, I think, was 2.5
2.34? That was what we had anticipated. The lowest one is now at 2.8. And then the next one's double that. So just so
heads up. That's it. Yeah, I think if we can get that as soon as possible, just so once we know where the status of the pool, we can communicate to the public.
Great. I was going to say, could we update the website? But maybe it's too premature to update the website. Yeah, okay, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and update it. Okay. All right.
Okay, and at this time I'd like to open the floor for comments and invitations for discussion from the public. I'd actually step to the mic and state your name and address, please. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Maida Gonzalez, State Approved Interpreter.
She's our interpreter.
Okay.
For requests from the previous meeting.
Oh, okay.
If there's anyone from the public that requires an interpreter, she's welcome.
Oh, good.
Si hay alguien del público que requiere un interpreter, le voy a estar disponible. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias a ustedes.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Hearing none? Okay. All right. If there are no requests to speak, we're going to move on to the next part of the meeting. And we're going to enter the introduction of ordinances. These ordinances are on their first reading. First is Ordinance 2023-06. It's an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank for the 2023 calendar year. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Nope.
I move the ordinance be passed on first reading, advertised according to the law, and public hearing be held on February 28th, 2023.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Thank you. Next is Ordinance 2023-07, a bond ordinance providing for the acquisition of property in and by the borough of Bamberg in the county of Somerset, New Jersey, appropriating $1,300,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,110,000 in bonds or notes of the borough to finance part of the cost thereof. Do I have a motion?
A motion. I move the ordinance be passed on first reading. I respect according to the law. A public hearing to be held on February 28th, 2023.
No second. Roll call.
Not on second meeting.
First reading.
Yeah, this is the first reading. The second
so we introduce, and then you have 2 weeks to read up, do all that stuff. Not that it wasn't in here.
We read up.
Yeah. So yeah, we just do a roll call, and then we'll discuss it next.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rinchevich?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. And I was just about, you don't have to read the whole motion.
Just the title is fine.
Okay. I got clarification. We got a lot of these, so let's save a minute or two. Okay, 2023-08, bond ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the borough of Bamberg in the county of Somerset, New Jersey, appropriating $1,364,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,295,800 bonds or notes of the borough to finance part of the cost thereof. Do I have a motion?
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed on the first reading, advertised according to the law, and public hearing be held on February 28th, 2023.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rinchevich?
Yes, we're going to discuss what's happening.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, I passed. Ordinance 2023-09, Ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 29, Solid Waste Management, Section 29-1.2, for included users and charges of the revised ordinances of the borough of Bamberg to increase the annual charge per dwelling unit for the disposal of garbage. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, that passed. Ordinance 2023-010. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 717, residential permit parking of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to create residential permit parking along the entire length of Maiden Lane.
Motion to open to the public.
Okay, we have a motion to open to the public. Does anybody have any?
This is first reading, so
it's
just a motion.
Oh, this is first reading?
Yeah.
Right, so we don't want that in there? That's
just,
okay.
So just motion.
Okay, do I have a motion to pass? Okay, a second.
I have a second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Londo?
Yes.
Councilman Richenbe?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
I'm counting, meaning two-thirds of the majority of the council. Yeah. So for first reading.
Is it two-thirds of the entire?
Yeah.
Or just present?
Two-thirds of the council to pass first
okay.
reading.
Okay. Just so you guys know, this is so that we create public parking so people can park along Maiden in that area at night, which is everything that everybody's asking.
This will help the parking situation.
Absolutely, that's what
it is. Because he's allowing to park at night.
Wait, I thought we're not allowed to discuss.
We're not. I just want. Okay, fine. Moving on.
Yep. Well, otherwise, but that.
Then, or.
Okay, unless you guys want to take another vote.
I'll change my vote.
Would that fix it?
It would be nice if you met.
Yep.
So four yes,
yes.
One no.
Yep. All right, now on to ordinance final reading and consideration. This is the second reading. Ordinance 2023-01, an ordinance of the Borough Council of the Borough of Bamberg amending the amended redevelopment plan for the redevelopment area 1 pursuant to NJSA 40A-12A-1 for the inclusion of lot 68.031 in sub-area 1.4 as indicated on the zoning map. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Anybody from the public have any comment on this ordinance?
Yes.
Okay, hearing none. Motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Second.
All right, now do we have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Second.
Now we can have discussion on this one. This is the final read, the second reading.
Yes.
Any members of the council have a comment or questions or anything they'd like to discuss on this?
This ordinance? Is just to amend the triangle piece behind Brentown Peridia. I'd like to see something happen there without that piece. I fear that what it looks like may stay for years. So,
also noting that the developer is already working.
Yeah,
with transit. So
exactly.
Okay. Any other comment?
I guess my comment, and there was a comment that I had probably two meetings ago, was that the area behind the burned out building still hasn't been cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And that I guess is maybe part of that lot. But there's no map now with this 68.031 yet created, right? Our zoning map doesn't show it.
Not until I think it's created.
So two things, right? There's no map showing it, but more importantly, that is still a mess behind that development, and it's been well over 2 weeks.
Vinny,
that has not been cleaned up.
This is a Vinny question, right? You're in charge of code enforcement?
It's code, and Jill was here
before. Yeah, and mm-hmm. you know, again, if these are things that we need to communicate. But that really shouldn't have anything to do with this one.
Yeah, hopefully once they start to actually get back to building, now that this will be a part of that, I'm hoping.
Well,
that.
I think
it's been cleaned.
It should have.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be the reason for not amending a zoning area because it wasn't clean. And you don't know if it's not clean because it still belongs to or because ownership has to transfer, it doesn't belong to them, you know, all that stuff.
So is there a way to make them aware that we are requesting
Absolutely.
That to be cleaned one now that it's been approved?
We
for
can
them?
Call the department head.
Yeah.
And I apologize. Listen, it's not my I wasn't aware that this was a thing. I would have called them myself.
Yeah.
You could have called them. You could have called them. Anybody could
have
called them.
Yeah, but so now that they're going to have it.
Yeah. And send the email. I mean,
the pictures. Yeah, I mean, pictures were shown to Hector and the council and Joe, and
okay.
It still exists, and it's been like that for a long, long time. And, yeah, I mean, you know, in consideration of you're giving a, I don't know if you want to call it a perk, but you are making their project, you know, you're helping the developer, right, with this project by giving this piece of property and them having the right to build on it. So I think that they should be respectful of the borough and not keep that property the way they have been keeping it, and it's their junk from inside the building that they're dumping. So I don't know how long it has to go on that it has to sit like that, but, you know, is there... Yeah, it correlates back to the developer, and you know you need to respect the borough. The you know don't keep your property a mess, right?
Agreed, 100%. And listen, if we want to take anecdotal evidence, and I'm going to use that word because that's what I'm going to use my own proper argument. The one development that they have up and running and the oldest one for 11 years is not a mess. Right? The Meridia one down the street, the one that's built and occupied, is not a mess. It's not dirty. It's one of the only properties in all of downtown that's clean all the time. Which I would say, during construction, it's tough. Because not only do you dump stuff there, people come and dump stuff everywhere. You know, I see dumpsters that are full, that are empty one day, and first thing in the morning, they're full with somebody else's mattresses and stuff like that. And I understand your point. And I would also add that it's not just a perk to the developer. It's a perk for the town to develop and fix things up, especially now that we have a burnt-out building there. I want to move that along as quickly as possible to do something else. So I understand your argument, and I agree with you, in fact. Don't get me wrong. I agree that they should bring it up. And tomorrow I will call them, and I will call Joe, and I'll make it my job to get it cleaned up.
Okay. And especially when you have Mosaic across the street and people are utilizing 100%. The New Jersey Transit lot and they have to see that. So this is your welcome. Look at the pile of trash. So
yeah, right. I think we should follow up on that. But I also do think it's separate from this. Mm-hmm. So if there's no further discussion, I'd like to request a roll call. Mm-hmm.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchtovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, it's also second reading. The next one. Ordinance 2023-3. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for Movement and the Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook to remove municipal parking lot 5 and 6. I have a motion to open to public comment.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any public comment on this ordinance? Hearing no public comment, I have a motion to close public comment.
Motion.
Second?
Motion to open it to discussion of the council. Oh, sorry. Motion to pass the ordinance, to vote on the ordinance.
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
Now we can have discussion. My understanding is this is just removing parking lots that we no longer have.
It's just housekeeping.
Yeah. Anybody else? Roll call.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Rondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinsherman?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Oh. Ordinance 2023-4, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 7-12, Parking Time Limited on Certain Streets of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bomber to designate 15-minute parking zones. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
We have public comment. Number, name.
Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Mi nombre es Ivana Romero.
My name is Ivana Romero.
Ivana.
Ivania Romero.
I'm sorry.
Can I just swear you in as an interpreter? Okay. I state your name.
I, Leila C. Gonzalez.
You solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
To translate.
Translate
the statement of
Ivana.
The statement of the public.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Okay. Thank you.
Soy la dueña del negocio de Health Star, 427 East Main Street.
I am the owner of the business.
Health Star.
Health Star. Mm-hmm. For 27 years.
No, 427 East Main Street.
427 East Main Street.
Okay, so
yo inglés o español. The interpreter is asking the speaker either English or Spanish. Lo que usted prefiera. Whatever you prefer.
No, lo traduce a ellos en español.
No, you can
translate.
Okay.
Sí.
Español, entonces.
Sí, de la español. So, lo que yo entiendo es que 15 minutos es muy poco tiempo.
So, what I understand is that 15 minutes is too short of time.
Ocupamos por lo menos 30 minutos.
It takes at least up to 30 minutes.
Una orden de comida, o cuando la gente va a lavar o cuando va al salón de belleza.
A food order, or when people go to laundry or go to the beauty salon.
No va a estar listo en 15 minutos.
Will not be ready in 15 minutes.
So, si nos quieren ayudar a seguir dando nuestro servicio en la comunidad.
So, if you would like to help us in continuing to provide our services in the community.
Ocupamos 30 minutos por lo menos.
It takes us at least
30
minutes.
Sí, quiero mencionar lo que he mencionado otras veces, que no se nos olvide que bajo la ley ocupamos el parqueo para la gente, los handicap.
And I want to say, as I mentioned before, that according to the law, we use that handicap parking.
Y espero, por favor, que solucionen lo de las zonas de carga y descarga de mercadería, porque por los últimos 6 meses más de...
I'm hoping that the loading and unloading zones are able to be resolved, because in the last
6 meses desde que la construcción empezó,
since construction started,
todo pasa al frente de mi tienda.
It all happens in front of my store.
Y son muchas las pérdidas que he estado teniendo.
And there are many losses that I've had.
Espero su consideración.
I'm hoping for your consideration.
Y una pronta solución.
And a quick solution.
Porque ya son más de casi 3 meses que hemos venido a las mismas reuniones y no vemos una pronta solución.
Because it's been close to 3 months that we've been coming to the meetings and we do not foresee a quick solution.
¿Puedo hacer esta pregunta que no se relaciona con el parqueo?
May I ask a question that does not have anything to do with the parking?
I think we're only supposed to, that should be done at the regular public comment.
Eso se puede hacer en los comentarios al final.
Okay. Gracias. Okay. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias
a usted.
Okay.
Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Mi nombre es Jorge Alpizar.
My name is Jorge
Alpizar.
Alpizar.
Yo tengo mi negocio en el 420 la East Main Street.
My business is at 420 East Main Street.
Tenía entendido, de acuerdo a la última reunión que hubo, una de las que hubo anteriormente.
I understood based on the last meeting that we had or one of the previous ones.
Que todavía no se iban a implementar o hasta que no estuvieran los, no sé si estoy equivocado, los parquímetros funcionando.
That it was going to be implemented, or perhaps that I am mistaken, that as long as the parking meters were in place,
probablemente no se iban a aplicar los parquímetros.
that probably the, how do you say it, that the parking meters would not be applied.
El otro día encontré un ticket. Sé que estaba mal parqueado.
The other day I found the ticket. I know that I was parked wrong.
Pero no hay parqueo en ningún lado.
But there's no parking anywhere.
A veces duramos media hora dando vueltas.
Sometimes we take 30 minutes going around.
Y no hay parque. No hay parqueo.
And there's no parking.
So, quisiera saber, o sea, si hay que pagarlo, pues se paga, pero...
So I would like to know if it needs to be paid. It'll be paid, but...
Quiero saber cómo está la situación.
I would like to know what the situation is like.
Gracias.
Thank you.
I guess if there are parking meters that are working, they're enforceable, but if there's a broken parking meter,
you know, it's still too loud.
And again, this probably isn't the right place for us to settle this ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, this is about the...
This is about the 15-minute ordinance only.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Motion to close public comment. Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion on the council.
What? I don't know. Is it possible to make it instead of 15 minutes, 30 minutes? Is that, or what's the longest time that we can make it? That makes sense.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Oh, we have to. We still have
a motion.
Sorry, I wrote on the wrong part. We still have to make a motion to move and then we discuss.
Motion.
We have a motion to move.
Sorry.
Okay, so we have the motion and the second. I apologize. So go ahead.
No, I'm asking if it's possible to make it a little longer. I get what they are saying. You're going to find, you know, it's hard to find parking, and when it's available, maybe not close to where you're going, so and you know, it's going to take you not an hour, but it may take you more than 50 minutes. That 50 minutes might not be practical.
So Kendall, the whole point of doing it this way, these are the end caps of the streets, right? There's not supposed to be anybody parking. What ends up happening, and this was supposed to be so we can keep traffic moving, and you're picking up an order or something like that. This isn't so you can find parking, sit there, go order your food, come back, hang out, go do your laundry, come back. This is drop, go, move along.
This is more loading, unloading, the meal delivery services.
I took that part, but realistically, sometimes it takes a little. I'm not asking for an hour.
No.
I'm saying, is it possible to make it a little longer? I don't know how long we can make it, or if we could make it.
Those other spots that are in between. Those are, there are spots there for
longer.
And I don't think it should go unsaid, but this came directly from their request that the public had for exactly that purpose, to go in and get your butter roll.
For a quick pickup. Now, my other question, because I meant to check, are these taking away a spot and making it into a 15?
No, these are no
parking zone.
Right.
So we're adding. There's all the existing all the existing parking for that purpose, for going bordering through. Those are still for that. This is for, hey, I'm going to show up. I have delivery. I have a pickup.
I also like to add, and I invite everybody to go down there. There's a parking lot that's completely empty, and that's an exaggeration, right? But it goes about 60% empty every single day. On Saturdays, even more.
Because they're right in Jersey Transit.
Right, it's right behind you. Right. So if you, and there's multiple exits, there's multiple, you know, we added additional 4 parking spots or 5 parking spots at Rosina's. 6?
Is that ready? Because I haven't seen it ready.
What's that? That's ready. The signs need to be removed.
Well, exactly.
But yes, I
saw
that's
it's
an additional
part,
6.
Get to that later.
That's an additional 6. And then there's 280 parking spots right there. It's one block. It's in the center of the downtown. It straddles from Rosina's all the way down to Church Street. I get it, but I park up there too. My wife parks up there. I have a staff of 9 people in house. They park there. And that's what it is. And then people pick up and go and all day long. But I would tell you not to do 30 minutes because, we're invalidating what we're trying to do, right? Is being able to stop, grab your food, or the DoorDash guy that needs to come in and leave, come in and leave, come in and leave. Then, again, we're back to square one. There's nowhere for them to park. And part of the problem is that people park in those places, and they stay there for hours.
But if the merchants downtown feel like 30 minutes is better for their parking, they know better because they have the business.
I have a business down there too, so I'm speaking as a merchant also.
Right.
On the corner of Hamilton and Smith. So anyway, again, I'm there every day, all day. So perhaps it's not bad. It's actually something that was requested by the merchants and recommended by the
Mr. Mayor, not to jump in, but just we cannot add parking spaces closer. You're saying these aren't taken the way they are.
Oh, they are.
These are at the end of each row. I don't want there to be misinformation.
Oh, so this takes away from the 2 hours.
Yes. Yes. It eliminates 2 hour meter spaces in favor of a 15 minute space.
Yeah,
we're
so
unable to expand into the prohibited areas because those are established by state statute.
All right, so we're making motions to table.
And I don't know if my second question applies here, but regarding the Rosina's parking spots. Can I talk about it now? Yeah. No, because it's related to the 15 minutes. But when let me know when, because I really need to talk about the situation.
Well, about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
Yeah, but
okay.
I mean,
but so
you have a vote on the.
So vote no to this, or do you vote yes? Allow for 15 minutes, and then change it.
My opinion is that the merchants think that 15 is too short and 30 is how much it takes for a quick drop off and go, which is the intent of what the spot is, but I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, yeah, because we're taking away from the other parking spots.
I don't see why.
Yeah.
We need to
make but do they
need extra minutes?
I apologize.
That's okay. So then, okay.
So
the downtown merchants know that it's going to be taken away of a regular spot that's already there.
Well, yeah, that's why they're proposing. That's why they're proposing. No, that's why they're proposing 30. That's
no, they want certain. They want spots designated to be not to be less than the 2 hour. The 2 hour people are using them. They're staying there for too long.
Yeah.
The issue that was raised was we can't have the DoorDash and pickup because there's no. They won't come to my restaurant because they can't find a place to park. We have people who want to stop in for pick up an order, to pick up a cup of coffee. So the 2 hour limit is too long. We're designating ones at the end of each block so that turns over much more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but before I even vote yes or no on anything, I really want to hear what the downtown merchants really want.
They want 30 minutes.
They want 30 minutes.
They want 30 minutes.
I want to make sure they know.
Yeah, they know.
They're giving up.
I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, she said
30. Been here for 3 months.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you heard that.
Can we make an exception and just ask the one merchant that they
want? She just said 30 minutes.
For 30 minutes.
They just asked for it.
Yeah,
they
asked for it.
I think going.
I would encourage you. I'm going to vote no for this so that it doesn't do 15 minutes. And I encourage everybody else to vote no. And then I encourage you to walk through the whole downtown, get a survey, tell us what everybody thinks.
So
and then come back at the next
meeting. It has to be a new thing?
You can vote no or you can vote to amend it to 30. And
that's what I'm saying.
I will make that motion then.
I would like to make that
motion. Can we, going forward to when we have something like this, have a map of what those spaces are
but
or something?
No, but wow. not to everybody. What's only to the committee?
I think only the
only to the
public safety committee got it.
Okay.
So
there's a motion on the table. You should vote to approve it, not approve it, or approve it as amended to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And how?
I'm sorry.
And how are these spots going to be? Like with signage, it says 30 minutes, or how are they going to distinguish?
Yes, and then they'll have new meters, the meters that are coming
right
now.
The smart meters.
Yeah,
okay.
As soon as they put it in, the computer will know as they drive around.
So go ahead with your
motion.
We have to vote no and then make an amendment, or do we? I make another motion to amend to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Do you want me to propose a motion, or how does it work?
There's a motion pending. As read, you can vote no and simultaneously vote for a new.
Got it. So I make
and
a
then that can be seconded.
So I make a motion to vote against or vote no for
2530.
Not even
now.
Can I correct myself?
Yeah, just make a motion. Say that your motion is to accept it as amended to 30 minutes, and then we'll vote on that.
What did you say? Motion to accept
it as amended, to
as amended for 30 minutes.
All right, table. Do I have a second?
Second.
Teacher. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that we've had our discussion, now we're going to do a roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
If I vote yes, I vote yes for
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yes.
Councilman
Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Benjamin?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Excellent. Pass.
And next time we'll have a map.
Yes. Ordinance 2023-5, Ordinance of the Borough Council of the Borough of Bound, Somerset County, New Jersey, amending the purchase price for the acquisition by negotiated purchase of property identified on the tax map of the Borough of Bound as Block 10, Lot 5, located at 11 Maiden Lane for a public purpose in the amount of $1,050,000. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Anybody from the public have a comment on this ordinance specifically? Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Second. Okay. Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Now, discussion from the council.
Was this really assessed? What was the original assessment on this property?
Does anyone remember? 925 or something. But it was even assessed before that. It was assessed at like 600,000.
Yeah, like 625.
So 600, 900, and then, 1 million, 1.3 million. What are we at?
1,050. So 1,050 includes the demo and all that stuff. So.
And how many spaces are we getting for this? This is. Can we just tell, like, for the record, what this is?
This is one of three properties, correct?
Yes, correct. At the end of the day, I think an engineer is going to have to do it. I think the total is going to end up being another 87, but the 87 gives us the opportunity to then have a parking deck in the center of your town, right? So this is the cost of assembling, while it's three properties, the other two are belong to the same owner, so it's under the same contract.
So this money is to pay the owner and demolish everything is there?
Correct.
And going forward, we'd be responsible to try to build a parking deck?
Yes, but immediately we can put a surface lot, we can start adding new parking, which, you know, continue to hear that it's an issue, and we can start now telling people that live directly adjacent to this property, directly across the street on Maiden, in that area on the second floors, we can tell them we have a designated place for you to park, which is probably more convenient than the 10 or 15 spots that are just on the street, because I can guarantee there's, you know, there's more than 10 or 15 vehicles that are in all those multifamilies above. The old stock of homes that have been there forever. And those row houses on the 2nd Street, there's like 15 of them, I think there is. But there's only like 5 parking spots in front of that whole area. Now, they're parking somewhere. So now it gives us a way to monetize the parking lot. Gives us a way to pay for this on its own, and you know we're addressing the issues that people have, which is parking in the downtown.
So this is going to be on the back side of Main Street, just as a second.
Correct. So where Sausage Alley is,
yes,
those properties are directly to the north of it. So the printing shop, in this case, it's just the printing shop. The other ordinance is for those garages and the one property on the mountain.
So three properties total.
So I think, you know, I mean, the burden comes down on the taxpayers, right? And with all this development going on, you read about other towns, and there's $52 million that Flemington's receiving for roads and parking and whatever they are. I was going to bring up the article, but I don't think, you know, it's any surprise to anyone that, right, the developers contribute, and I don't, Yeah, I mean, I think it just is always coming down to the residents that we're going to be footing the bill for this parking issue that, yes, Bound Brook has had for a while, but it's been made more complicated and a bigger problem with the increase of introducing more people to the area that obviously have cars, right? Because we're not a walking community. So that's where I struggle with buying this. For, and I know the end result, you're going to get 87 spots, but I still struggle with us bonding for it and having to pay for it. And, you know, maybe the cost of doing business in town is you've got to pony up and contribute. I don't know. You know,
I apologize. Mm-hmm. So, again, for the last 20 years, right, before, and some of us were on those planning boards and stuff, the direction of the borough was, hey, our downtown is defunct, right? Since 99, since the last large flood, people came together and said, we need to change this thing, right? We need to, the businesses are dying. There's literally only 3 blocks of businesses here. We want to change this. This is the model they came up with. We knew that this was coming. Nobody did anything about it. So, you know, at some point, we are the stewards, right? So if it's not us, nobody does anything. And again, the problem actually addresses a very old problem. This isn't addressing developers' parking. The developers have parking. I mean, the theater doesn't have parking, right? Again, we can tell the theater to go buy their own parking lot. That's really on a Friday night or Saturday night, they have 700 seats. I would assume that somewhere around 250 parking spots are going to be required if the theater is full. And you know, I think we need to plan for, if you want a lively theater, then we do that. If we want a lively place for people to come and dine and shop and all the things that the plan calls for, then yes. I mean, we have to do something. Otherwise, we've tried for the last 8 years, to communicate directly with New Jersey Transit and ask them, hey, can we build a parking deck on your property, even if it's just one tier, to add another 280 parking spots? And they won't even respond. When we ask them, maybe, Bound Brook isn't really that important.
I have a developer able to
do. Why is this a developer problem? I'm going to ask this right now. This is not a developer problem. This is our problem, right?
Well, we create the problem.
Right, so now it's up to you to, and maybe not, to solve the problems, right? And they're not problems, they're opportunities, right? Because while you have a parking lot, you have a parking lot there that goes unused, right? You're trying to create something that we actually control, because at some point, if you make the downtown successful, right? And if that's the goal of us being here, is to try to make the town successful, and hence the downtown successful, then you're going to use those spots, right? And everybody shows up here constantly asking for more parking spots. So now that more parking spots are being introduced, there's another objection to why. And it's somebody else's fault. It's not. It's ours. We called, believe it or not, the borough of Bound Brook over 20 years has called for people to come here and build and develop and do stuff. Now what are we going to do? Say, no, that's your fault? I have to take ownership of the problems that we're presented with.
I think it's a great opportunity. The parking is necessary. I'm not a fan of the actual cost, but at this point, I don't think we have a lot of control over that.
I'm not a fan of the cost either, but I'll let you know that.
But how does it go from 600,000 rate assessed to over a million now? And there's also going to be probably a year delay, correct?
November is when he'll be leaving the spot. November 30th, I think, is
it's one of three.
And this is
the last.
One of,
this is not that one.
What? This is Maiden. Maiden will be November 30th, I think. The other ones may be sooner. The garages may be within before May. Okay. And then the other one, as soon as we...
demolition will start as soon as they leave?
Yeah, and that's a different ordinance, so maybe we should talk
course,
about it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about it as a whole.
Well, the asking price was $1.3 million, which he...
Originally.
Before we got in negotiations. So we negotiated to this price.
We negotiated to 925, by the way.
It was 925.
And then
right.
The additional cost.
So, I mean, that was the negotiations. He might have held out. We might not have got anything, and we couldn't go through with the parking lot from one end to the other. So
we're
that's why the price is what it is.
Just to clarify then, so the... What we're buying the property for is $925 still, and the
yes.
Extra $125 that we're requesting here is for additional costs.
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah, that's for leveling, for asphalt, for that kind of stuff.
That's for all. Okay, that's for all.
To have it ready to be used.
Yeah. So we're buying it for $925. I thought it was okay.
No, this is all that December 2nd. Yeah. We can level this thing and start pouring asphalt.
Because we have the
parking also.
I don't know. Do we though?
Yeah, we rent them for a dollar. You just mentioned in the last.
We rent them for a dollar.
The borough rents. Okay, you just said a dollar. And you just said the last statement.
Well, you've been here for 11 years, right? 11, 12 years? This is a real question. You've been here for 11, 12 years. Hasn't the whole time you've been here, people came here to complain about parking?
Well, we took away two public
before that
and a private one.
We didn't take away private.
The way we did was to redevelop.
Well, again, not our choice. And you can't.
But, yeah, we kind of did because we made.
Hold on, I can't say people go on your property because
we made it a redevelopment, so we gave the right to them to sell it.
I think your argument holds zero weight, and you don't understand it.
I understand what's going on here, and I don't like it.
Right. So really, we sold those parking spots and brought in money to the town. Number one, number two, they're building newer additions to the town, so it's not some of these rundown places. They're bringing more people into the downtown so we can have an active downtown. So, yes, we did, but don't make it look like we gave it to them for free.
We didn't get much from it.
$730,000
plus, well, you'll see when the budget comes out, that we certainly appreciate the development fees that we've been getting from these businesses when our tax rate comes out.
Otherwise, you'd be about $2.4 million in the hole right now.
And we had a
but you don't understand.
I disagree with everything you guys are doing on that side of the fence. Okay?
We know you liked the go-go bars and the lapidated
buildings and the burnt-out buildings.
Is there any further discussion specifically on this ordinance as it pertains to this purchase?
I said no to go-go.
So let's take a roll call vote on this.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilman Berchovic?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. And now on to the discussion of resolutions. 2023-34, resolution authorizing a person-to-person transfer of plenary retail consumption license, number 1804-3384, from Revelocity Entertainment to 231 East Main Street Bar and Restaurant, LLC. Do I have a motion? Pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
This is for the sale of someone's body, right?
Yeah, this is my understanding, this is the license that is sits with the owners of the Vibe.
Owner of the what?
The Vibe.
Oh, the Vibe.
Their original plan was to put a restaurant with a liquor license on the first floor. So,
The Vibe is a...
What's the...
Is a gallery. You're talking about Mosaic?
Yeah. Was it Mosaic has the...
Yes.
Okay.
Same owner.
Oh, there we go. Well, of course, the original owner. That's why I had it.
This is the...
I said it as a question about it.
This is the lady that bought it and wants to build a restaurant there. So is that the same? Yes. Okay.
Yes. But I've seen the police investigation background, the committee, and they had no issues with the transfer of the place. So I have no reason to dispute it.
Anyone else? So is this license going to be moved? So where's 231? I should have looked this up.
This is just
what?
It's just a person to person flight. So it's not being stationed at a location at this moment.
Ah. Okay. All right. Let's take a vote. Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Teddy.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Councilman
Berkovic.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Pass. All right. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Would anybody like to see any of these resolutions removed and to be discussed separately?
Yes. Well, if you want second, can I get these? Yes. 40. I got to recuse myself.
I want to pull 45, 50, and 51.
And 37.
Oh, and 37?
Yeah.
Oops, it's back here. Oops.
Any others? Anyone?
Oh, you know what? Wait. I just want to... Where's the one with the freight line?
That's 45.
Oh, that is 45. I got the right one. Okay, thank you, Don.
Okay, let's discuss each of the ones that have been pulled out first. 2023-37, Memorandum of Understanding and Agreement between the Borough of Bound Brook and Players Development Academy, Inc., Urban Initiative, LLC, and RWJ University Hospital Somerset, a RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I'm a little vague on what's actually going to try and go on.
I'm sorry.
Motion 37.
037.
Meaning West
and West.
That's all.
Is that the new
check?
That's the donated. Okay.
This is just memorandum.
So they're going to install it at their cost.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you for that.
All right. We're going to go on 41.
40.
Vote on it. Yeah.
Roll call. Yeah, roll call.
Yes. Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Bershkovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Perfect. 2023-40. Resolution waiving 2023 pool and billiard parlor fees for Bound Brook Health Lodge, number 1388. Okay. Councilman Petty is recusing himself. Roll call for everyone else.
Because I'm a member.
Because you're a member. Member, yes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
The second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Recuse.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershkovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Perfect. 2023-45, resolution of support for the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority FY21 Freight Concept Development Study, Port Reading Secondary, South Main Street, Grade Crossing Elimination Project, Somerset County, New Jersey. Was that like a run on?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah, I guess I just want to make sure that they should have the information about the old stone bridge, right? And when RICO's report, the study, the National Registry, all of that.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if this were to ever go through, which is still many years away, this would actually allow for a greater park there. The way it is, that area, as you know, is bisected by these tracks, kind of, creating one area over there and then the area down by the river.
And and I don't know that the whole council knows. The reason this is being done is because the county, Somerset County,
and Wilson County is trying to purchase the Handle Care property and convert that into a historical park for that. And then unearthing that, and then this would create a greater space.
Yeah, which I hear the purchase is not going well.
I heard.
I talked to Tom D'Amico. I know it's not, it's related to this, but it's not related, but that's too bad that that it's not going well. We could talk offline too.
Yeah, well, more. It's realistic. Yeah. It's a lot of time.
All right, roll call.
There was an open meeting where
So this study, so it looks like it's going to, I guess if you could keep us informed of any public meetings, right? I guess there was one in January, and then I see a concept development, right? I think we should stay really close to this, you know, just...
Can you copy her as the...
And Kendall, too, maybe, too, because he's on our historic preservation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right?
I have included all.
Thank you. That would be great.
I mean, this pretty much wraps up. This action pretty much wraps up what
the,
as far as this group is going to go. But that doesn't mean that we can't have a come together a meeting to ask your questions.
Okay.
But
all right.
This is pretty much the end of that consultant's work.
Okay. Okay. All right. And I'll talk about that new business too tonight, but that's all right. Thanks.
Okay, roll call.
I'm sorry.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Berkovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Perfect. 2023-50, resolution approving and authorizing the mayor and borough clerk to execute an assignment and assumption agreement for the financial agreements by and between the borough of Bound Brook, the Ridge Apartments at Bound Brook Urban Renewal LLC, and Ridge Associates Urban Renewal LLC for property located on Block 34, Lots 3 and 4, located in the downtown redevelopment area pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law, NJSA 40A-20-1. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
So this is what appears to be, right, our second and third apartment building being sold now to someone else, right, to a new purchaser, right? That's being sold. So Mosaic.
The same owner that purchased the Mosaic, yes.
So the same person that purchased Mosaic is now purchasing the Ridge 1 and Ridge 2, let's call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? Like, why? They're just coming here to make money and bailing them? Is that right?
I want to be very, very, very clear about redevelopment. All right? And I know I've said it before, and you haven't been in all the meetings. Mm-hmm. This is the standard model, right? So builders come in. The buildings aren't operating. So somebody comes in, somebody invests, somebody builds, they sell that, right? They make their money. And then somebody who operates multi-unit buildings, right, and commercial buildings comes in and they have a structured model within their company and they operate these and they find a way to make money. That's the model. So will you see Capitagli is one of those models, one of those top to bottom that builds and operates. They have that model. You have builders that build and then sell a project. You have folks that only get approval and sell approval projects. Some of these guys are going to build, put a price on it, and sometimes they get the highest price in Somerset County, like the Mosaic did, and those guys are business people. They sell, and they move on to the next project.
So I guess a few questions. So what did it sell for?
I don't know that. That's
you don't know that's not public information
not
yet. Okay. And what type of negotiation took place, right, with the transfer of the pilot?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all done by the Economic Development Committee, right? And 2% There was a 2% increase for the mosaic, right? There was a 2%.
Or an administrative.
There was an administrative fee that we charged everybody else, and for whatever reason, they weren't being charged. So these folks are already being charged 2%. The only thing, so this gets straight transferred. The only changes are to the next ordinance that you brought up, and we'll talk about that in the parking agreement.
Okay.
But so, other than that, it's a straight assignment.
So I guess, too, I'd like to bring up under new business the negotiation aspect of the Economic Development Committee per our bylaws and having the negotiation committee, because we're just reading what we have here and on the second page, and without knowing in detail what kind of conversations are going on in those economic development committees. So per the bylaws, I think it's section 11 that a negotiation committee is supposed to be formed, and I just, you know, I think we should talk about it sooner than later as we go down this year of, you know, me being new to the council, but having a better understanding of our bylaws and negotiating and having a negotiation committee. So, all right, so this is just for the one building. This is the first building that went up?
Yes.
Okay.
So now, just to clarify, for everybody's understanding, the sale of the mosaic, we negotiated to get the extra 2% administrative fee. Mm-hmm. Do we have, at each sale, are we allowed or have an opportunity to request something in order to? I mean, it almost sounds like hey, you got to pay us off to do this. But do other towns in the transfer? I know, but do other towns during the?
I'm just going to say maybe that's not a question. I don't think negotiating tactics are almost impossible.
Yeah, and that's
in an open session.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's probably okay. That makes sense. It's just, I, you know, not fully understanding the process. I feel like. So if we approve this, we're already giving up a potential opportunity. But we'll follow up. Okay. All right. Well then, is there any other discussion on 2023-50? Do we have a roll call?
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Abstain.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevich.
No.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Okay. Pass. 2023-51. Resolution approving and authorizing the mayor and borough clerk to execute assignment and assumption agreements for the parking space sublease agreements by and between the borough of Bamberg, the Ridge Apartments at Bamberg Urban Renewal LLC, and Ridge Associates Urban Renewal LLC for property located on Block 34, Lot 3 and 4, located in the downtown redevelopment area pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
For discussion, I believe this is the exact same as the last one, but do we have any other comments?
This is the parking.
This is just for the parking leases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
No.
Councilwoman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brestovic.
No.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Okay, that passes. Okay.
Consent agenda now.
No, I'm going to go back to it. Yeah. I just didn't look it up. That's what it was called. Okay, the remaining ordinances, we are going to list those as 2023-35, 36, 38, 39, 41 to 44, 46 to 49, and 52 and 53.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. On to unfinished business. There are some recommendations to amend the bylaws of the mayor and council. Who would like to start the discussion on that?
Dina?
I'm trying to find them in the packet so I can respond
to that. Are they in the packet?
I don't think they're in the package.
So just a pure deficiency that added the mayor to.
I made some. I'm sorry. I should. It should be here so I can reference it. Memory. The other than some minor changes that were just cleaning things up.
there was only one section, there was EMF, which we duplicate. Wow, so that was removed.
Yes. I still put in the, for your consideration, allowing for a limited number of remote two a year. And again, the purpose is, first of all, most towns are doing it. And the reason is, one of the things we learned from COVID is that we don't need to let snowstorm, illness, personal issues stop government from moving forward, right? We can call in and still pass resolutions and get our business done just because one of us or two of us has a personal problem keeping us from coming. It might be the difference between having a quorum and not having a quorum. I limited it to two to address your concern that council people might be taking advantage of it and not actually show up, right, and just call in. So I think if we limit it to two a year, we have satisfied that concern, but also met the needs of the public by keeping things moving. It's just my recommendation. I wanted you to consider it and be heard on that. Abel, do you remember the other substantive change, since you have a really good memory? I'm sorry. If I had it in front of me, I could walk you through it.
I have it by law here. You need that.
No. Mine?
No, her markup.
My
markup.
The markup one. I don't have my computer. You want to give it to me? Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, okay, wait, I can do it now.
Limiting public comment was one of them. To the time,
oh, yeah,
time limit.
Thank you. You guys are so good. Limiting public comment to how many minutes did I say?
Three
minutes. The reason for that is just to avoid meetings getting hijacked. You can always make an exception if you're dealing with something, you know, critical and you want to allow more time, you can. But you want to have the option to say, we have to keep the agenda moving. And again, it's a very common provision in most bylaws. Other substantive change. Got rid of the opening prayer. We don't do prayers.
Section 13, rules of order.
Yeah. I'm getting there. So, yeah, we added the rules of order, which we've gone over before. No question or motion will be put to a vote unless seconded, subject to any exceptions set forth in Robert's rule. Every member, when speaking, will address themselves to the chair unless directed otherwise by the mayor. This is just decorum, to be polite. We're talking here. We're not talking all over
here. That was all in there before, right?
Was it? It's redlined here, so I don't know that it was.
I've read that before, so I thought it was in there.
Then I have the remote attendance. I'm just moving down. The committees are here. What was your question, Councilwoman, on the committees? You wanted a negotiation committee?
Yeah. The
so that should be, what I was going to say was, if we want to discuss that, we have standing committees here, which are finance, public works, public safety, personnel administration, ordinance, zoning, construction, code enforcement, economic development.
It's on page 10, section 10. On each occasion, the borough enters into negotiations. A negotiation committee shall be created as follows.
Isn't that referring to personnel contracts?
Well,
like the negotiation committee portion. It's more like when you're negotiating a lease contract.
It's typically meant for the union contracts, but that doesn't, you can always create special committees on an as-needed basis. It does not need to be a standing committee. I don't know how often you're going to have a situation where you need a negotiation committee for something like what you were just discussing. So that can be created at the time that the event arises.
I think an example, Section 6 under Article 5 committees, right, no standing committee shall have the power to A, make promises or commitments to anyone directly or indirectly or by inference bind the borough council. Act in such a manner or make decisions which set a precedent or violate established borough council policy.
Right.
So, well, I think an example is Mosaic, right, with the sale of Mosaic. I mean, we had a special meeting that was happened, you know, like all of a sudden. There were
before the governing body, right?
Right. It wasn't. It was still following
the
rules.
Before the governing body.
Well, it came to the governing body for a vote already with all the terms and everything in place.
Yeah, the vote goes to the committee, and then you vote on it, and you could have voted to say yes to it, you could have voted to say no to it, or you could have voted to amend some of those conditions. That's the purpose of the committee, is to tee it up for you, present it to you, and then you have a discussion, and you get to say, I like this, I don't like this, I want to go back and change this.
So when it says here that, all right, in Section 10, to have a negotiation committee, and there should be a member of the finance, there should be a member of the committee, possibly the mayor. What is meant by the negotiation committee? I mean, I know you have a committee of an economic development committee.
As a standing
That's three committee. People. That's a standing committee. Where does it become a negotiation committee where it's brought back to the council?
Everything at first of all.
They're brought back after it's negotiated.
That's the point of having these committees to negotiate. That otherwise, what are they bringing to you? They're bringing you nothing.
I think every committee does some form of negotiation.
They negotiate, but we have the power to
say no
and modify it.
So as a committee, each one of you should be making decisions, putting things together, discussing stuff with members of whatever you have purview over, and then bring it already as almost an ordinance, a resolution, or something before the governing body. That's what we're saying.
I would then come propose.
You get to have a discussion about it, and you can
During my time on code enforcement, I always spoke to them, spoke to other people, redid our whole code book, but that was only because I did it through committee and then brought it here. With police, we've changed a dozen things, and that's always through talking to them, coming to an agreement with them that is suitable to them. Then we bring the agreement to you guys as the whole governing body.
The entire collective bargaining agreement is negotiated in a committee without you. And then when it's all put together, it comes before you, and then you go through the whole thing, and you say yes or no to
all you've been part, I mean, you've been part of
the
I'm sorry, you've been part of police contracts, and you've been part of DPW contracts.
I think what maybe they're trying to say shouldn't the council be known that we are going to go to negotiations on things, and then you negotiate, and then you bring it back to the council? Is that
I had a conversation with a former council member of Flemington after having read the article on the redevelopment of the Liberty Village property.
Yeah.
And in the article, it said specifically they formed a whatever it's called Liberty Village negotiating committee, which is appointed based on the terms of the bylaws. And that committee goes and sits with the attorneys and with the whatever. And each time we have something like that, there should be a and the bylaws say, anytime the borough enters into the negotiations, a negotiation committee is to be formed. So negotiations, like you said, the DPW contract should be the person who heads up the.
So economic development should be doing what then? I mean, I thought that was the purpose of the committee, is to be.
That's
coming up and getting things together for economic development, right?
Well, what's the description of the economic development committee in the standing committee? There is a specific. It's defined.
Language, right?
Well, and now this latest revision is adding all redevelopment and economic development matters, and for the following.
Yes, because I didn't see that anywhere.
Page 16 of 19. So up until just this latest revision,
it didn't exist. You're right, because it wasn't there.
But that's the point. So each time a negotiation, so we want to negotiate with the library, it should be the library commission. And every time the head of finance, is my understanding of that committee, of the negotiating committee, the chair of finance is on all of the negotiating committees. And then if it's involved DPW, it's the head of the DPW standing committee. If it's library, whatever, each standing committee, and it should basically be comprised of slightly different members for each.
Agreed. For each thing.
Negotiation.
Right? Yeah.
But are you trying, like I said earlier, citizen council should know about first before
they... Well, it should be, hey, by the way, we are in the process of starting the negotiations, and we have formed a negotiation committee, and we will report back next meeting.
I was going to say, you guys do reports at your meetings. You have the committee reports, and that would be part of that committee's report, we're entering into negotiations on this.
They're not very extensive. I don't even know if they...
With all due respect, the purpose of our committee is to keep things moving along. If we didn't do that, and we waited to come here every 2 weeks and have a half an hour discussion at every stage of the way.
It's not every stage. We want to appoint a negotiation committee that now everybody is aware exists. Everybody aware is working on a specific issue.
Which I think has always been done, right? Because when DPW has to negotiate their contract, economic development.
You have an negotiation committee in your bylaws, so what am I missing?
We're not forming a negotiation committee. The bylaws say, and every time you enter in negotiations, and I'm not talking about I want to get 25 cents off on my paper towel order. I'm talking about major, and it says any major discussion, a negotiation committee is to be formed.
So I don't think the funding that's like a major discussion going on in the town of Fleming.
Well, they did it for every individual redevelopment project had a designated negotiation. So each project has
I'm just reading the bylaw, right? We're just reading the bylaw.
And it wasn't necessarily the same people.
No, it's not the same people.
I'm trying to understand, yeah.
And you read what the criteria... Yeah. The chairperson of the standing committee the chair of finance should be
the member of the negotiation committee. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my question is, as it's worded, does it work for you? And your complaint is we aren't following it?
We're not using negotiation committees.
So do you want to?
Yes.
So just, it's there. Just
I know.
Start doing what it says.
Yes.
So who appoints those committees? Who decides?
We do.
They're pretty well defined. In the bylaws.
The bylaws already have them there. So what I'm hearing, and forgive me because I'm new too. I know you are. That's what I'm saying. I'm new too.
Me too.
My understanding is it's already in your bylaws, and your complaint is we haven't been doing it.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we have. I understand what you're saying. Other than economic development, which, there's a lot. And it's only a lot because we create a lot. Just like when I was DPW. DPW also, I create a lot of work. I create new changes and stuff. Vinny has been creating changes for years.
So you're just asking for the negotiation.
I have to say, I don't know that this makes sense the way, now that I'm hearing what you guys are saying. You have some of the standing committees can handle negotiations if it falls under their committee.
Let's say the PBA contract. The commissioner of God.
Who currently negotiates your union contracts? Is it different for PBA than it is for DPW?
Yes. Typically, the head of finance is there,
so
the chair of that department, and another member of the standing committee.
So you're following this?
Yeah. For the most part, we're always, even in economic development, he's the chair. Tony's the chair of economic development. I'm just the third person. Okay. So we're in the exact same situation, right? We're finance.
But without formally creating a negotiation.
Without formally creating. And by the way, everybody who's been on economic development besides us have always been included in that. It was Jake who was ahead of that one.
I think in the council, whoever's on which committee, it should be addressed to the council. Hey, we're going to go into negotiations.
Yeah, but what happens when you have 2 weeks between time? Right. You need to get things done.
Yeah.
Like what? What's so important?
Everything is important. Contracts, employee contracts, negotiations. Things that can be started before. Let me ask you something. Why, if we all know that there's a contract coming up for the police,
Why do we have to come back here and say, hey, guys, we're starting a contract for the police before actually starting a contract for the PVA or for DPW? This makes no sense. It's like we can get work done right now. We can start queuing things up. We can start doing stuff as part of the committee. Or we can wait 2 weeks, tell you guys, and then start 2 weeks later.
Well, no. That, you know exactly. Hang on. Let me... For something like that, you know for a fact that a negotiation is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You then can 3 months in advance say we're gonna have a contract negotiation with the police in June. Let's form our committee today so it's ready to go. It's on record. We have a negotiation committee. I mean, it's just procedural.
Okay.
I mean, if we're already doing it, what's the difference of saying we're gonna
stop talking, please? Thank you.
I thought, Mayor, if I could just bring up something here and as well. Part of the rush was we were not willing to enter into negotiations with those entities until they satisfied certain things. And that there was a scheme over fees that were owed, and there wasn't an open table until those fees were set up. And to answer your question, Council, that then becomes the issue. Because, you know, with those two examples, we don't owe them. Okay, you do, and you know, we're not going to come to the table until that settles. So there wasn't a negotiation to have until that is satisfied. Now, after that's satisfied, then we were willing to get into a negotiation. But, however, there were timelines that needed to be satisfied.
But the thing is, I didn't know this negotiation was even happening. It shouldn't happen.
No, we talked about it. What do you mean?
What are you missing in 2 weeks' time? I don't understand your concern because it isn't being finished in 2 weeks.
And people have a right to know when we're going to go into negotiations.
You'll hear it at the meeting. We're in negotiations. Like, I don't understand
the whole question is,
how government works.
Just give the, I think the main thing that they're
all about. Oversight and
listen, I'm yet to get, here's one thing. I am yet in 11 years to get one email letting me know what your committee has done.
Because they're not entering into contracts and negotiations.
Well, again, they're not doing...
So basically what we should do is just send an email notifying...
People
to come. Oh, it's just a quick word. Hey, we're going to...
I agree with you.
It's not for everyday things.
Why?
This is just... Yeah. It specifically says when we're going to enter into negotiations. Like I said, it's not for your day-to-day stuff. It's not going to be like, oh, goodness, like we have a negotiation for somebody's going to get a raise. We need a committee. No. This is, hey, this is a major deal. We do it with DPW. We do it with the police. We're doing it. We're already doing it correctly.
Whether it's
formally announced, it's like, oh, we have these are the people involved, and that makes me feel better about it. I
agree.
So we are doing most of it, but with all of these big projects, and what I'm hearing is other towns are saying, okay, this developer wants to come in. Here's a spot. I mean, we're not going to have a committee to say we're designating 0.091. We don't need a committee for that.
Do we need it to, if we have a developer that shows up to speak in front of the Economic Development Committee, do we need, now we're negotiating, them being the redeveloper for that property, which is typically the purview of Economic Development?
Well, how far in advance would you know that that was going to happen? You didn't get an email saying, can we come this afternoon?
Sometimes, you know, you'll get a meeting on a Wednesday. And yeah, hey guys, these are the properties, we own these, can we get these on for the next, can we be nominated? And again, it's just a nomination on a piece of paper before we say, yeah, you have 180 days, you have 360, fine. The committee, three members of the standing committee, give something to the council, and that's it, right? Pilot negotiations come before the council too. They can vote them down. And they come before every single council.
Well, they all come, but they all come, all done.
Of course, they come all done because if I had to negotiate every decimal point, I didn't negotiate that in a session while being closed. And
you have three people deciding, making major decisions, and it comes to the firm. Wow.
They're not deciding. They're negotiating, right,
without oversight of maybe
some. They come and report back to you.
In a baked resolution, in a baked ordinance.
Right. And at least three members of this council are agreeing to say, hey, this may be a good thing to put on. Let's go look for a fourth.
Another thing, that doesn't happen. Developers used to bring concepts, right, to the borough, right? There used to be open public meetings. The developers would present the
concepts. Okay, there's nothing that says that has to happen?
No, I know.
And developers have done that. And I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, no. But that is, right, that was a process at one time, right?
Not a real process. It was something people would do.
It was, all right.
Cavadagli did it with every single building. Urban Developers was the very last one that did it. Mosaic and the Bible.
I mean, that was a way to inform the public, right? I mean, we're all in this together.
And the whole council.
But the planning board is also for that, right? Because now at the planning board, you show up with real resumes. Because you can really show up to this meeting with a crayon drawing and then show up to the planning board where you need architectural elevations, you need everything, right? So that's the real place for it.
That's one place for it. It's one place for it, right? I mean, it's not a one-stop
shop, right? Can you tell them no on that design right now? No, you can't.
But that's there was a lot of discussion about the impact and what it was looking like and where it was going.
That's
and
all for the planning board. That is enough.
No, but that happened at the council level, Abel. I mean, with Reynolds, with
not yes. I was here for that. Right. I was here for everything.
Meridia came here.
Other than Meridia one.
Talmadge Commons came, right?
Yeah, I mean, never happened,
they,
but yeah.
You know, I mean, they came, and it's a way for the public to be informed. I mean, we're here. Right, we're not working in little
vacuums. I think we devolved from what we were actually doing to this larger discussion. Yes. But yes, I listen, if you want that, we can tell every single person to come here with a
drawing. It's not what I...
But now it becomes just a function, this meeting is, or they yeah. or have now become just what the functions of economic
it's
development
not,
is.
No, it's not singling out.
No, it's not...
Me, what I want. It's in the bylaws. So as I am reading the bylaws, and Vinny reads the bylaws, and Kendall reads the bylaws, it's in here, right? And then you read about a development in Flemington.
What about meetings? Are committees supposed to
I mean, we're
meetings?
Not making it up, right?
Because I know committees aren't having meetings. Every committee that I don't partake in isn't really having a real meeting.
That's when they meet when they have something that's required to review.
But they should. Okay.
What are you missing from us?
I'm not going to knock you. I'm not knocking anybody here.
We just want the people in us to be a little advanced and warned, like, hey, a committee's going to be formed, but listen.
Okay, that's fine.
That's it.
That's okay. So. So I'm clear.
Does it have to be in a public meeting?
Public meeting, and for the people. Yeah.
So every time, so what is constitutes that? So my example of a redeveloper comes to us and is like 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, whatever. Sometimes the meeting falls. We'd like to be designated for that. Perfect. We'll put you on the agenda. And we'll let the whole council listen to your plan.
Well, you have.
Or do I need to come here and go, hey guys, we're going to do this, and I will tell you about it next meeting, secret.
You have two projects being discussed, right? Currently
which
on
ones?
430, 580, whatever. East Main Street, across from the businesses, right?
Yes.
So I don't know. We don't. I don't
even know yet.
We haven't. There's been no.
This, while you know about as much as we do, because we still don't have a solid plan. We don't have renderings. Have they sent anything to the planning board yet?
There was a party last year.
So here's a perfect example. All right. So now, once this happens, right, then they'll come back to the plan, Economic Development Committee, and say, hey, guys, this is what we're proposing for this area, right? We'd like to be designated redeveloper. We'd like to be, we'd like to build something on three vacant lots, whatever it is. Okay, great. We'll put that into, and we'll give you 180 days, 360, whatever it is. And then we bring it back to you guys and say, hey, guys, this is, you guys want to do this?
And when does a discussion happen about the pilots? When?
In this
and
meeting.
How long, in that meeting. So that's only you, right? You
not
three.
Me.
You're discussing the pilots, the length
and
of
then
them.
Then we bring them to you.
And then you bring it to us. But it's already. It's baked, right? Could we say to you, no, we don't want to do
it? Yeah, absolutely. Then he's voting no for every single pilot he's ever heard
of. I've never seen it happen.
I've
never
seen it
for the first three.
I'm telling you that is absolutely what should happen. It comes from
otherwise, we're making.
What is the purpose of the committee?
No, I totally get it. I think there needs to be more oversight of the committee.
Create everything, present it to you, and then you go back and say, we like this and this, but we don't agree with this. You've got to go back and renegotiate.
We never even see a redeveloper agreement.
Every single redeveloper agreement comes before this council.
It
has to be done at this council. And again, you've never seen
it
before
a month.
Yeah. Look, every single redeveloper agreement comes before this council. And it has one reading, and then it has a second reading. It's not a resolution. It's an ordinance, right? So you get introduced, you get to read, you get to do all the work you need to, and then you get back. But again, we rarely have any questions the second time around other than no. In fact, I can almost tell you how much discussion we've had in the last 5 years as to pilot. We've had about 10 no's. That is the extent of the objection.
Well, we could bring that up.
And again, it's not you, and you get to tell us how you want it different. And listen, I am, and he'll tell you, and Jake would have told you, and Glenn would have told you, all people that are on the other side, because I like putting other people on, because I'm trying to negotiate the best thing possible for my budget, for my taxes, for my town. Because what else am I doing here?
So are you, like, the negotiation, when it turns to we have discussions, negotiations, you know, discussions with them in every committee. Like, at what point, when they start talking money, do we then say,
who is he? Who are you asking?
I don't
know.
He's a professor.
No, I do not.
Councilman Gomez just said something in Spanish. I don't. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's correct. I didn't hear it. You're right.
It's about talking. It's about the constant talking.
Right. I didn't hear it.
Senora, again, it's about the constant talking. It's very disruptive. We're talking as a council. We can't have the peanut gallery in the back heckling here. Again, so.
Vinny wants the floor.
Nah, so, Mr. Mayor, just
God has the floor, right?
The mayor was talking about appointing a negotiation committee. So, negotiating when we get to a monetary discussion, or negotiate to the point, discussion. Because we have multiple discussions within the committee. Between the two parties
when discussing. Well, I think, I mean, as I'm reading it, and again, I mean, as I read it, it's like, okay, and as when I have a conversation with somebody from another town, when you know that, we're going to enter into this property is going to be redeveloped. We have a redeveloper that's been, I guess, approved as the designated redeveloper. At that time, a specific committee, negotiation committee, should be formed immediately, who will then handle everything involving that.
Isn't that the Economic Development Committee in this case, right? Because a lot of townships first don't have much economic development or development, as in the case of Albrook. Number two, there is a wide variety of formats of government. So in some towns, it's just the mayor, right, that is negotiating this stuff. Flemington, maybe.
Does it?
And strong mayors, and they do all this stuff. There's some places that where the mayor is the executive, it has Hector's job. There's a lot of different places. So comparing us to
well, the only reason I would compare is because in our bylaws that says what it's supposed to do, and that's exactly how he described what he described. Their process is matches our bylaws. So I'm thinking they're operating under a similar concept.
Probably.
So each time we have something that's of substance, I don't know what that cutoff is. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not office, it's not cleaning supplies. But a new developer clearly would meet the criteria.
So for us to present to the council that we have a new developer that's interested in that area.
I mean, obviously, preliminary. Once they're approved as a developer,
yeah.
There's no pilot agreement in place yet, is there?
No.
So your job would be, hey, this is a company that wants to develop this property. Let's get them on board as the designated developer for that property. And now we're creating a negotiations committee to handle that process going forward.
And Mr. Mayor, and perhaps we have always just operated in that manner because we've been asked that question multiple times, right? What does the designation of redeveloper against, right? And it says you get to enter into negotiations.
Yes. So once that's done, right. That's when we form that committee, and we have a set committee. That's a committee. They meet. Obviously, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it has to happen quickly.
Right.
But each meeting thereafter, because it's not had, they don't get negotiated in 2 days or whatever, each meeting would be, hey, what's the update? We're at this progress so far. They want to do this. They want to do that. This is what they've come up with so far. With does it go in front of the planning board? Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
so are you saying don't use the current economic committee as the standing committee to handle this?
No.
To start it out. And listen, you're always going to have members.
It's a negotiation. Once you get it to that point where you've elected the developer, then I think what you're saying is at that point, mm-hmm. we then create a committee to negotiate it from that point forward.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I think at that point, listen, it's going to end up being at least one or two of the EBC, but it shouldn't never not be any of the other members, is the point. Like, because the EDC has the chair of finance, correct?
Yes.
And which has
and
to be
chair of economic development. So all you're doing is kicking off the third member of that committee every single time or not appointing them.
Well,
there's one spot that's open.
Yeah. So then it becomes, all right.
But, you know, but in future years, that's going to be different.
What's that?
And that's just right, so right. happens to be how the current structure is. Next year could be somebody who there may not be the same overlap. It just seems to me that that's the way it's supposed to be done. It's in the bylaws. This is a discussion about the bylaws. That's why that comment came up. And I also saw that you were looking to take the veto powers, that the section 9, page 2.
I don't know.
It says the mayor has veto powers with regarding to the passage of ordinances which may be overridden by a 2/3 vote of all members of the council, not including the mayor.
That comes right out of Robert's Rules of Order.
So what was it before? I thought that was always there.
It was. It wasn't in your. It's that standard.
It wasn't in there.
It wasn't. I put it.
Oh, well, that's state law, right?
No, it's Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay. Okay.
Is it in your ordinance already? Yeah.
I mean, we've had things vetoed before.
Okay. I wasn't sure because
that's being added.
Because I'm gonna think like, you know, if something gets passed 4-2, I mean, if something gets passed 6-0, I can't imagine anybody in my role saying I'm gonna veto that.
I've seen it more than once. But yeah, that's the purview of the. But that is the purview of the mayor, right? If the mayor doesn't believe it's right. He can veto it and have it redone.
Well, no, and the point is that if it's 4-2, well, I mean, that's mostly what's going to have. I mean, I would feel like if it was a 5-1 or a 6-0, that shouldn't be vetoed. But if it's a 4-2, well, okay, it seems like there's enough support for something And if the, which basically renders the veto power void.
Yeah, but in a true intellectual exercise, you would think that you would have a compelling argument to do so and say, hey, there's more evidence I'd like to present that you guys may not have seen, and I think I can turn a majority of you around, right? Yes. That's the exercise, right?
Gives you the opportunity to have your say and maybe persuade people.
Or you're not here, right? And then if you're not here, something gets passed, you want another shot at it, and to present your argument.
I mean, I didn't know if it was standard. It sounded to me. I was like.
I think we're all arguing the same.
Nothing is going to. There's no more real veto power. If that can happen.
Yes, but that's the reason is what he just said is it gives you the opportunity to try and persuade people to your side.
Oh, so theoretically it could be, hey, this is going to this could be vetoing,
and here's why. And then
the next time they come in, they're like, okay, do we have a vote to over? Oh, okay. So you can still veto it, but then it's subject to discussion. I thought it would just be like, yeah, that veto doesn't count. It's going through as is.
No.
You have to go back and take another vote.
You have to go back. You have to take
2/3 vote.
Yeah, take another vote that requires a 2/3.
Right.
I see. That makes more sense that way.
Anything else?
The miscellaneous things I wanted to talk about the parking lot, I didn't forget.
No.
Anything else on the bylaws? Just the bylaws.
Bylaws only.
Just don't want to forget.
So, you're proposing call-in for 2 meetings, no matter, no emergency above and beyond that, right? Just 2 meetings, or what do you mean by emergency?
I mean 2 meetings, but I'm not going to ask you to present a note proving that it was an emergency. And you couldn't come. We're not children, so
no.
The idea is we're going to trust each other that if I can't come, there's a darker reason why I wasn't there. So it's 2 meetings a year to call in.
2 meetings a year, and are we... Are we looking to make these meetings hybrid so public can call in at any time?
That doesn't need to be in your bylaws,
no,
and I didn't address that.
Okay.
That's for you guys to decide.
We can't talk why. It's not a bylaws. We shouldn't have a talk.
Okay, then we won't talk about it now, Hector. We have other things to talk about.
Can I call in, please?
Call in an emergency.
Can I call in twice?
In an emergency, you have to show a note. Yeah. And to approve it.
You've been too much time.
Anything else on the bylaws? Any questions?
Are we voting to make all these changes?
Yes. Or you can vote yes on some and kick out this, and that's the whole point.
Does this have to be resolution? This has to be resolution that's read twice. Per the bylaws.
Oh, your bylaws. Yeah. Wait, let me get to the end. Yes.
And
I think it's the...
You didn't change the 5 of 7.
It's
either.
5.
Not done.
I thought...
The bylaws can only be amended by an affirmative vote of 2/3 on roll call taken at 2 public meetings. So we have the vote today. It has to be a 2/3 vote, including...
What does that mean by or suspended?
Well, you can also decide to suspend the bylaws for a period of time.
Oh, certain
and that would have to be, and that would have to be by 2 meetings, 2/3 vote as well.
Okay. So 5 votes you need?
No, 2. No, oh, I'm sorry, 5 votes. Yes, 2 meetings. Yes.
5 votes, 2 meetings. So, right, that hasn't changed. That was actually changed in 2019.
Yeah, I didn't change that. That was already here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Mayor, point of order here.
Okay.
What's the point?
What do we do? Are we do we take
Is it a bundle? Is it a progressive bundle?
Well, I presented it as one document, so it should be motion first reading or motion to approve the bylaws as amended.
Okay, do we have that motion?
Motion?
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, now we'll do roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchovich?
Does the mayor vote on this? Okay. I guess, yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
The mayor?
No, the mayor.
No, the mayor does not vote.
Oh,
the mayor does not. I'm sorry.
I thought that was.
No, the mayor
change.
Is council as a governing body, but the mayor doesn't vote. He votes to make a tie on.
It doesn't seem like the mayor gets
it says
anything.
Five affirmative votes.
That's the person I thought you were changing.
Yeah,
I didn't change that. That was in here.
For some reason,
it doesn't pass.
It doesn't pass.
No, but
five is wrong.
Yes, it's supposed to be four.
Two thirds is how much?
Of the council.
Sorry.
Broadly, five is being close to the major.
Sorry, no? Correct. It's four.
It's
from changing it here. Four votes is two thirds. I don't do math.
No, in 2019, a resolution was passed that clearly said it was five members.
Five of which includes the mayor.
Yeah.
Five out of seven,
yes.
Yes. Yes.
There's a resolution.
Five out of
Dave,
seven.
Dave, do you have it?
Where did I go with it?
And that's what Dina had said.
And that was an able...
So we're not going to legal opinion that you guys have sent. So basically, if I remember correctly, no, it was still two-thirds of the entire group.
Does not vote. Right. That's what I just said. I just
yeah,
said
I know.
Oh, okay.
But that's
pass,
what was passed in the end
pass
of 2019.
The rules, you need five votes.
I don't remember what was passed at the end of 2019.
Yes.
I
Abel voted yes. Tony voted yes. Galetta voted yes. It passed.
One, two. We're missing someone, right?
Yeah.
Three.
But so it's not two-thirds. It's five out of six. It's not two-thirds. Two-thirds is not five.
No, because it hasn't passed yet. But I'm trying to understand. The way it's currently written, I didn't change it. Two-thirds was five votes. That's
yeah,
not two-thirds.
Only on the council, right?
Yes. What, two-thirds?
Two-thirds of the
council
is four.
It's four. So that's a... like a typo in your existing bylaws.
Well,
I'm going to say two-thirds and five votes. That doesn't match.
I'm going by the resolution that was passed.
I know, but I'm saying there's a mathematical error in it. You can't have two-thirds and five votes. The math doesn't add up.
Well, that stood in 2019.
So you're here to fix it. The math is the math. It's not like... You understand?
Probably they got confused on five is two-thirds if you have the major. So five out of seven.
Two-thirds, I can tell you it's always two-thirds vote. So we should go by two-thirds of the entire council. We're missing a council person tonight. So two-thirds of the people that are here, if you guys are saying no, we don't have enough votes tonight, we can do it again at the next meeting when you have the next
council. Wait, what are you talking about? You had four votes.
Oh, I thought they said no. I'm
sorry.
Voted in the okay.
Because it was my understanding it's five.
Five.
Based on that 2019 resolution. So how do you want to do a resolution that was passed in 2019?
Correct.
But it was mathematically an error. It doesn't make sense.
No,
I think you should read. I think you should read that resolution from 2019.
This is the. It says the mayor. This is a change from four votes to five votes to approve an amendment to the bylaws.
Yeah.
And the mayor, right? Okay.
So five out of six.
It specifically identifies.
Or is it five out of six? It just says five.
Five
it
members.
It says from four votes to five votes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the mayor would have done that.
That's not
the mayor vote
no, it was.
The mayor should never vote.
Two councilmen were absent, and the.
Why don't you send me the resolution? Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this resolution.
Yes.
Send me the resolution. Why don't we'll table this? We'll do it next time.
Well,
we're spending too much time on
you
it.
You want to take a vote with Dave? Because that would
no, because he's not supposed to vote.
I think the mayor voted in that case.
No, he
even under Robert Rules of Order, he can't vote.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't.
Yeah, but if
so
the mayor
need five councilmen to make this go.
Yeah, but you're saying two were absent. How do you have five votes if you have
no,
a council of?
When they voted on it,
yeah.
You only needed four.
Okay,
they had four votes.
Okay,
so then the requirement
they voted
was,
to
they voted to
five.
Increase
gotcha.
It from four
gotcha.
To five.
Okay.
They voted
gotcha.
To specifically
yeah.
change it to
gotcha.
Five.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And it was good then.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not be good now.
They're fine.
No, I don't know.
We don't have five votes tonight.
No.
No.
Okay. Done.
Perfect.
we'll bring it up next time. Hector, you can have your computer in there. Do you want to move on?
I have a chance. Okay. New business.
Counting.
You can't read.
jump.
I believe that's new business.
No, what I wanted to say is that the Rosina parking spots, you guys are saying that should be available.
Yes.
But I have two complaints this weekend for people that park there, and the Rosina's guy came out yelling at them that he was going to call the police because they were not supposed to be parked there.
Call the police?
He still has have all the signs that said Rosina. So, he has all the Rosina signs.
Hold on.
I know some of them should be
there.
Yeah,
where do they park? Because if it's in front of the gazebos, that's public parking. If it's any of the other
ones... They park at the front.
Yeah.
But again, he just came out yelling because it all says Rosina, so it should be labeled what it says, what is...
Yeah, all the other ones.
Yeah. So, because, you know, he's still...
But also, once he's in the sign, he has to make... He has to lease from the borough. So if he hasn't made any
lease,
there shouldn't be any signs there.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? There's signs all over the place, so people don't know.
They're on the great platform of the road building, they're in front of the gazebo.
And in front of the
gazebo. And they're in front of the gazebo.
Now, if they... Have we received the sign agreement yet? Jasmine, have we received the sign agreement? Okay, so I would give them 30 days and then take away all parking over there if they're not going to sign anything and they're going to still continue to enforce. I would take it away now.
But they should be labeled clearly what it says and what it's
not. We passed 2 minutes.
Yeah, and they won't sign it. So I would say they have no agreement in force and we take all signs down and when they sign it, we can enter into that agreement.
Well, let's just take the signs down that we're not offering.
Exactly. All right, but we're also, they're supposed to be paying for additional spots, which, again, they're not paying, but they're utilizing.
Well, I think if we take down, I mean, obviously, it's my opinion. If we take down the signs of the spots that are definitely not going to be, that are not available to them, and then maybe...
Can we authorize Hector, they do not return a signed agreement by the end of the week, and or make payment for those other ones?
So we know that they haven't signed it in protest, or that just haven't got around to sign it. But either way,
my experience, Councilman, is that the attorneys have spoken, and there was an agreement that this is going back several weeks.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why are the signs even still up?
Yeah,
I mean, I think we should remove the signs that we know are not in the agreement. Those signs should be removed. And I guess technically you could, I mean, I don't know how to do this one either, but it'd be like bag the other ones and say, this is hot. Until they
drop them on the front door.
I don't think we should do anything to sign an agreement.
No, because they don't have agreements to park anywhere other than in front of them. They never had an agreement to park anywhere but those spots.
I know.
So you're giving them access to additional parking spots, and you cannot do that.
I know.
You cannot.
No,
it's not a gray. It's black and white.
They're actually very defined. They had an agreement through the council action through in the minutes, and those were the spots that we can, with certainty, say, we know you guys have those. You don't have these.
Uh-huh.
We know which ones you definitely don't have. We know which ones you had in the original, and then we were added some that you're going to pay for. The only ones that they should get to use, at a minimum, the ones that they're not leasing going forward, those signs need to come down. Mm-hmm. The ones that they are leasing in the new agreement, that's either temporary or something. The ones that were in the original agreement, that is included in the lease, I think need to stay. But at a minimum, whatever ones we're not, that they're not taking, I don't know how to make that happen.
It has to be a discussion post-session.
Okay.
Because
it has to be discussed. All right, well, I guess it doesn't mean I just...
Do I have a direction for tomorrow?
Yes.
I'll give you a direction tomorrow.
Very good. Okay. Other new business?
We had our... That I'm not going to do yet. I'm definitely not going to do that. Everything is done. We had our OEM coordinator resign.
I would like to make a resolution. We have to nominate Mr. Mayor Jason Giannato as our OEM coordinator.
What do I know about?
Huh? To make him the OEM coordinator, since we don't have an OEM coordinator.
Oh, he's one of the officers, right?
Right. He's our lieutenant. And he lives in town, which is a requirement of the rules. And so,
what do I have to do, appoint him?
Yeah, you get, if you want, I can make a resolution right now to appoint. Can I? Gina?
Yeah, we can add it. Can
a resolution appointing Jason Giannato as our OEM coordinator.
Did anybody object to that? As he's seen from what
sure.
I said.
They get paid for that?
We no, not right now.
No, we took that out.
I just wanted to leave.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I'm assuming he has the certifications and the qualifications to serve.
He does live in town.
So it's volunteer, yeah. And it's Jason.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Police officer.
All right, I agree.
Yeah.
Let's say it out loud.
And just so
I'm sorry, I'm going to get a voice vote.
Oh, so we have a motion to appoint. Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Unanimous. Perfect. What's next? What's next?
That was five.
Vouchers. Approval of vouchers. Resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $2,920,280.71. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Morca?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, did this, what are we doing?
Yes.
Making a resolution or approving, making a motion for 2023-055, which is the donation of two ambulances from the Rescue Squad to the Borough of Bamber.
This is 2 weeks, correct?
No, it's a resolution.
No, it's a resolution.
It's for a donation that they're giving us.
Just authorizing the acceptance of
this. Just to accept them.
Yes.
Yeah. So we no longer have Rich Dietrich. Has that... What's the backstory to this?
The backstory is that he doesn't have enough members and volunteers to operate. Currently, he had a paint service a long time ago. Like most paint services, it's a loser. They collect about less than 30% of insurance bills. So for an operation like him, he doesn't make any money. It's tough. They don't have enough employees. They need... workers' comp, all that stuff. So, with that being said, there is no paid service in Somerset County that we can just subscribe to. So, we don't have an EMS service currently. Whatever we do have is at the good graces and best tried efforts of any of our supporting leaders. With that, we are moving in a different direction, right? So, we need to establish something, so I will be putting together something in the next couple weeks, which creates a new EMS paid service through Boundbrook and will be under the police department. We'll have a coordinator that runs the program and two or three EMTs under that. We will pay for that. We will bill. We think that we can be at net zero or... $34,000 that we currently contribute, maybe what we end up paying anyway, which is to me a net positive as far as services. We control the services, we have services. Yes, Vinny.
Question. What happened to negotiation with him? Look, we give him money, so he has to pay employees.
He doesn't have anybody. He doesn't have anybody.
I know, but if he gets money, he would have it. Did that fell?
Yeah, it fell through. They can't manage it. They've had this.
He doesn't want to do it or he can't manage it.
both, right? Again, you're asking for a professional service from somebody which obviously is donating their equipment to us because they kind of, they're done with the service, right?
Will you be doing heavy rescue?
Yes, because he continues to have the truck. But that doesn't cost them anything because those are all volunteers.
Another question. This might be for the lawyer. You said that we're going to be billing out to insurances or to the people?
To the insurance. So just like any other service, right, we'll have a third-party company bill it, just like he did.
Well, firstly, I feel very moral to charge for any type of emergency response. But also to the lawyer, is it legal for us to charge for rescue EMS services?
Well, they're paid ambulance services. I mean, I haven't seen how this is structured.
We're taking on responsibility as being EMS now.
The quick answer is yes, if it's structured the right way. I haven't seen how it's going to be structured, but yes. But I have to, I haven't seen any of the details. I don't think it's been created yet.
But, Abel's in the process of
So once I see
just that, so you know, on the we're in negotiations, just so you know.
You need a committee?
Well, we need
public safety, right? Unless you guys want somebody else, and I'm glad to step away from it all together.
So no, also, you're public safety chair. You're still running. So we need a negotiation.
Thanks.
I also think most rescue squads for volunteer and aid now bill.
Yes.
Because insurance companies.
Everybody.
But they're not part of the borough. Is it
okay, so wait. Hold on. This argument is already invalid. The attorney told me yes.
Listen, morally and ethically,
cool.
I cannot charge the people out there.
But you are charging them. You're charging all of us then.
No. Let me finish, Abel, please. Charging for any type of police, a fire, a rescue, or CM that's for emergency to go to their house.
Are you talking about defunding the police? Because that's what you're talking about. Because otherwise it's $4 million in our budget that you charge our borough for the service.
No.
So charge $100,000 for the service for fire. Otherwise you don't understand.
So it's in Maryland.
Go ahead. I don't think we're talking about charging for the police to come to your house. We're talking about a rescue squad. So we have an option where we don't have to fill for it, and we just absorb it, and the taxpayers absorb it in our budget. Or you can soft bill, where we just bill the insurance companies, and then you get with the insurance company. Or you can hard bill, where everybody bills whether you have insurance or not. Now, if you don't have insurance and you get a bill, maybe that's what you're worried about. We don't have to do that.
I know.
That could be a choice to counsel
people. I know. So, either way, charging insurance, people's insurance or charging them individuals' souls.
Well, that's
true. But everybody does that. Everybody charges. Like, they bill not you, but your insurance. You don't even feel it.
Yeah.
Your insurance takes care of that.
But you're the government. We're not here to make
But otherwise, it costs money.
Again, once I put something in front of you, can tell me about your moral outrage.
Hang on. So, can we vote to accept the donated vehicle?
Can I just ask one more question?
What's the question?
So, these are going to be paid employees.
This is definitely a discussion that can be had, I
didn't know
deviating from whether or not we want to just authorize the acceptance of the two donated vehicles. We can get into the details. But I think let's just focus on this. We have a motion to accept the vehicles with this as the resolution states.
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
No.
Councilwoman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brechovic.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Okay. So then the discussion on.
We need to form a steering committee and a negotiation committee for that?
Possibly.
Or should I just continue on with what I'm doing?
We possibly could. I don't know enough about what's being done.
Nothing. I just want to let everybody know that I'm working on something here.
So that's the point. Is there something to, if there's nothing to negotiate,
Well, we may have to negotiate somebody coming in as a new employee, mm-hmm. possibly bringing three new employees, having to structure a whole, getting a billing agency involved, a third party. So well, all that stuff takes work, and unless you guys want to start
a new service once we hear
in
your
2025,
proposal.
I can try to get it done by me.
That's also all on your
mind. And again, I have two other competent council members, my police chief, my borough administrator, and an attorney the whole time. So.
Okay. And these, can I ask one question? Are these employees of the borough?
Possibly you will get to decide on that.
Good.
So we'll be waiting for your plan, and then we'll decide. Perfect.
Okay.
Else, right? Right.
Yeah, because we're saying, you know, you get it in piecemeal, right? You get the ambulance, then you get this, and then the next you drop.
Well, that's just, that's just a resolution.
We're trying to do right. something underhanded right. here.
At this time, I want to open to the public, final public comment.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to open the last open session for public comment. Does anybody, other than that, then I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Can I just
all in favor of the adjournment?
Can I just say one thing?
No.
All opposed.
No.
I just wanted to thank Dale and the work DPW did in closing it with the stone bridge. Thank you, Dale. Yeah. I meant to say it.